From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
I like the way you're developing that intro, Nigel, I have to say. Right, so it's day two of Learning Technologies Conference and Exhibition in London's Olympia. Nigel and I are about to go into the main day two keynote, so we thought we'd take this opportunity to have a little reflection on day one. So, Nigel, what were your highlights or what stuck for you from yesterday?
I think I've got three lessons from yesterday. And as always, I miss way more than I can capture because I can't be in more than one place at once, funnily enough. First insight was from Marshall Goldsmith. And the insight I take from Marshall is that I have a real responsibility to maintain my own equilibrium, to build my own development, to take control of my own life and not subject it to everyone else. You know, we're all under pressure, you know, me as much as anyone else. And it's very easy to kind of tell yourself that it's not you, it's just all the stuff that's hitting you, and this is why you didn't get that done, or you didn't think about that, or write that, or whatever it might be. I think Marshall is absolutely right. If you can hold yourself to account on a daily basis and look yourself in the mirror and ask for help, don't think you can do it all on your own. You've got a good chance of surviving in this wacky world. So it's kind of like the building blocks of survival. And I thought that was a great lesson. The second lesson was really the 70-20-10 stuff. But I thought that was a really interesting account. Two organisations, KPMG and Citibank, showing how 70-20-10 is embedded in the organisation. But how the real point was that in order to embed it, in order to get from the 10 to the 20 and the 70, it's bigger than L&D. L&D, again, is instrumental, but if you really want it to work, the whole organisation has to earn it. Earn it and own it. And Citi have this little video which they've used amongst their staff, and it's basically senior staff saying what it means to them, their own personal development. And it's all the little things that they do in their life, the way they hold themselves and their colleagues to account, and the way that they reinforce any kind of formal learning. So the message is that 70-20-10 cannot be isolated through L&D. And the third thing is that the Towards Maturity produced a report on the effectiveness of 70-20-10. And for the first time, they've got some really interesting stats on the fact that not only does it work, but it delivers very good return on the additional investment. It's more transformative than a good L&D operation all on its own. So as a kind of philosophy and approach, it seems to me that it's, you know, it's heading right down that direction. And my final one was I went to the Facebook ex-Google presentation, and I've always been a little bit cynical about Facebook, and the people I've met from Facebook have not always been people I've admired and looked up to. But the guy they had was excellent, I thought, and very grounded. And just talking about Facebook comes out of a culture, and that culture is jealously guarded. So that the concept of teams and trust in teams and doing good work, that's one of Facebook's mottos, doing good work, seem to resonate all the way through the organization. And that's why they can move pretty fast, why they have really good ideas. It's nothing flash, nothing simple. It's just having a culture, and really established by Mark Zuckerberg, really, in the first instance. And as the organization grows and gets bigger and richer, guarding that culture very jealously and exiting people from the organization who don't seem to understand or relish that culture. So in some ways, all three of those points are related. And that they, if I want to pull it all together and say, what is the critical thing? Well, the critical thing is L&D in context, not L&D in isolation. That's my main take, I think.
So I'll give you mine.
Yeah.
I've only got two. First one was a talk by a cognitive scientist about biases and learning myths. And I thought that as a curator, I think confirmation bias is very, very interesting. We need to be very mindful of what we're pulling together and why, because we tend to, and I am guilty of this, and I can be, of saying, you know, here's a topic, I'm now going to really search out and around that topic, but what I might present might be very pro that topic, and saying actually, you know, the assumption is that it's a good thing. And of course, curation gives you the opportunity, or gives one the opportunity, to really put all sides to an argument together and enable people to make up their own minds. And I think that's so rich in terms of what that can provide learning, because it then talks to all those people that have a different approach to that topic. And I think the assumption is that what we do here, employee engagement is a good thing, this is the stuff we need to know about it, bang, there you go. And actually, I think that you wouldn't do that, really. That just confirms who you are as the curator, or the L&D person curating that content. So we have to be quite mindful of that. And I think that the second one was, there was a talk by the head of training of Pfizer in India, and I was only in there for a short time, but I really liked the way he talked about, forget bring your own device, it's bring your own learning. And I think this is a huge challenge. It's almost a throwaway line. It didn't really expand on it, apart from the expectations of people in the business around how good your content is or how good your learning experiences are. Because they turn up and say, there's an even better TED talk on that, which I'd like to use. So I quite like that concept of bring your own learning and the challenges that sit within it for organisations. But I thought it was a good day. Day two, here we come.
Day two, here we come. Thanks a lot, Martin. From scratch.